Welcome to Healthcare Mixtape, where we're curating the ultimate playlist of healthcare content that you may have missed the first time. Here we share bonus episodes and greatest hits from some of our favorite shows, as well as exclusive interviews with industry insiders, all focused on healthcare changemakers and the disruption of the now. This show is produced by Shift Forward Health, the channel for changemakers. Subscribe to Shift Forward Health on your favorite podcast app, and you'll be subscribed to our entire library of shows. One subscription, all the podcasts you need, and it's all for free. I'm Jared Johnson, your playlist curator, and it's time to mix it up. All right, today's show is a bonus episode. It's an exclusive interview with the crew at the Advancement League. You'll hear Alex, Antoine, and Cachet tell us why the Advancement League was formed and what to expect at the Young Health Leaders Summit coming up August 3rd through 5th. That will be followed by a replay of a Q&A from a recent live session where they answered questions about the summit and other awesomeness that they're cooking up. Let the mix begin.
Hey everyone, my name is Alex Maersperger. I am a global principal in our healthcare practice at SAS. I'm also the host of the Health Pulse podcast, a corporate podcast at SAS for our healthcare and life sciences worldwide, and one of the co-founders of the Advancement League. And so we'll take a minute to introduce a few of us here, and next up will be Cachet.
Hi everyone, my name is Cachet Covart. I serve as head of hospice for a VC-backed tech startup called Guaranteed Health. And I've been working with Advancement League since its inception and really excited to just have taken on a former role as chief of career. Antoine?
Absolutely. Hello, everyone. Antoine Williams, vice president of operations for Henry Ford Wyandotte within the Henry Ford Health Network, and also one of the co-founders of the Advancement League. And super, super excited to be here with you all.
So Antoine and I, several years ago, did administrative fellowships at Geisinger Health System in Northeast Pennsylvania. And an administrative fellowship is basically a leadership development program. And so you report to the competitive process to be selected as an interview, and you report to the respective CEOs at different hospital campuses throughout their system. And the United States healthcare system, in a lot of ways, and the sort of education system of future healthcare leaders, a lot of times they call Master of Healthcare Administration programs Master of Hospital Administration. And so it can be very a healthcare hospital centric world that you are often intertwined in. And so in my mind, I was, like many, wanted to be a hospital CEO, did hospital internships, sort of only knew that career path. And so on day one of my administrative fellowship program, I sort of realized that I didn't want to be a hospital administrator anymore. It's a really tough thing to admit that, both sort of to yourself and especially like out loud. You can't really go to your boss, who's the CEO of the health system, and say, hey, I don't know if this career passed to me or for me. And you can't really go to your significant other, spouse at that time for me, and be like, hey, I know we just went through 7 years of school and have student loans and student debt and did all this to get on this path and moved across the country, but I don't know if it's for me. It's like you just wake up and realize that one day. And so what we realized, you could have these conversations with some peers at like lunch in sort of safe space environment. You could say, hey, I'm having some sort of troubles. I'm thinking about this in my career. I'm thinking about that. What are you thinking? And those safe spaces created just real opportunities for me to say, hey, maybe there's other paths. What are you doing? What are some other people doing? And so that led me to roles in outpatient leadership. It led me to roles in our health insurance plan. It led me to roles working with technology companies and led me down a path that I really love from a career standpoint. And so along that way, we started to say, I can't be the only, and we can't be the only ones thinking like this. And so we hosted road trips where we would just pick a health system and pick a place, a health insurer, sometimes outside of the traditional healthcare industry altogether. We pick a place, pick a date, throw out some invitations and say, hey, we're going to get together for lunch. And people started showing up and people started changing their career paths based on these healthcare road trips. And so we said, what if we did something more formal? And that's where the Advancement League, as a sort of professional platform and community, started, and where the Young Health Leader Summit spawned.
Awesome. And I am excited to be a part of the Advancement League, get to work with the Advancement League. And I want to speak about two of our pillars that are really core to our model, and that's community and career. If you join the Advancement League, you get to be a part of these two different groups that have really different models. So for career, we're essentially developed to helping you find a career of happiness. We provide resources, We do insider calls. We connect you with different people and organizations that you might be interested in. And we learn all of this through a really thorough process called our Dreams Form, where on the career team, we get to learn about what motivates you, what excites you, what you want to do in the future. And we really utilize all of that to create a personalized experience. And that's not something that you can get in a lot of the healthcare organizations that are around currently. And we're happy to be able to fill that gap. On the career team also, we do something called insider calls, where we really try to give the real information that you might not get on a public stage at, you know, your typical Zoom webinar or at a conference. But we want that information that, you know, the OGs tell us, that our mentors tell the closest of their mentees, so that folks don't have to fight to find that information, and everyone can have access, no matter how expansive your network is or how dedicated your university is to teaching you these things. If there are folks that are experiencing gaps in these areas, we want to be able to fill that void. We also have a resource called Our Guides, and we release a number of them every year. For this year, we have a fellowship guide. We'll have a consulting guide. We have a career happiness guide, financial literacy, and it really talks about these different areas from A to Z. What's everything that you should know when it comes to decision making, for example, or you're starting out as a young health leader. Here's the basics of finance you need to understand from a personal and professional standpoint. And so we try to be really well-rounded when it comes to the career aspect, but also always thinking about that happiness. And as Alex spoke to already, thinking about career and community impact in tangent with one another. How can you do something that you love while enjoying while you're doing it? And that's where our cost teams come into play. When you join, again, a part of that Dreams Forum, you indicate a number of causes that you would like to be a part of. So we have our healthy food cause, affordable housing, as well as happiness. And it's really awesome that folks get to be part of this as a professional organization, because we're focused on making the world a happier and kinder place. And every time we have an event, we include these community causes as really a major pillar of what we do. So one of the big questions is, if we were to give you $1,000 in this moment, how would you use that to do good? So as a part of joining the Advancement League, if you come to any of our events, that will be one of the major aspects of your experience with us. And one thing I want to note, we're super proud. To date, we've put $50,000 into communities and cities across the country. And that number will only continue to grow, especially as we get more members and develop greater partnerships across the healthcare continuum. So we're really excited to continue to delve into the career and community impact space. And there's a lot more to come for any of those who join the Advancement League. And I will now turn it over to Antoine to talk about our Young Health Leader Summit.
Absolutely. I appreciate both of you. So since our first road trip that Alex mentioned, and this was just for kind of reference, in the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania, we had about 32 individuals exactly travel from, at the time, Boston, Cleveland, Johns Hopkins, Philadelphia, to the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania. And as we closed out that road trip, there was one kind of resounding message, and that was, we can't continue to do the same thing. We can't keep going to the same conferences if we truly want to make healthcare better. And they looked at us at the time and said, hey, we need more of this. So we quickly scrambled, found a venue in Orlando, Florida. And since then, we're now entering year four of what's known as our Young Health Leader Summit. So often folks see reposts on LinkedIn and social media. They see the likes of David Feinberg, leaders from, you know, traditional organizations like the American Medical Association, traditional leaders from healthcare systems, but they also see folks like Cache, rock stars that have made the transition from amazing healthcare systems like Cleveland Clinic and are taking a leap of faith, joining these startups that are looking to solve big challenges. And they see all this energy and noise and see the Young Care Leader Summit and they ask, how do I get involved? Well, you know, we always live by three things: learn, share, and do. And the do in this case is attend the Young Care Leader Summit August 3rd through 5th in North Carolina. I believe we'll be at the SAS campus. For my Marvel fans, this is where Iron Man 3, I believe, was shot a scene of. So I don't know if Tony Stark will be there, but what you can count on is a diverse set of participants that are all committed to doing tangible things to make our industry better and that are all committed to community impact. You know, Cache mentioned the example, and I'll tell you, in our last summit, we were in North Carolina. We had a chance to participate in a three-day experience that is the Young Care Leader Summit 2 days before North Carolina received their first COVID case. So for us, this is like Jordan coming back to the league. This is back to our shine. We just, you know, spent the year of 2021 building out membership, similar to Jordan playing in the Major League Baseball Association. So we're back. We're coming back for our championship. We have some amazing individuals attending, and we can't wait to have you join. I always say this because folks go to the website, and for those of you that are part of amazing organizations or are really dedicated to healthcare and yourself, you register, you're there, but there also are folks that could use a little assistance and want to attend, but really don't know how. So if you are listening, take out your cell phone and take down this number, 734-972-1254. Again, that's 734-972-1254. And just text the words Young Care Leader Summit, and we'll try to make it worth your while with some kind of discount or a special opportunity, because this is the event of the future. And it's an opportunity for us to, again, come together to make our industry better, to leave with tangible action items, and to leave North Carolina a little bit better.
I did have another question. So in order to attend the summit, do you also need to join the Advancement League as well?
You can join the summit as a non-member, or if you become a member prior to the summit, there's a discounted rate for current members. And of course, reach out if you have any questions about registration.
Okay.
Thank you.
See y'all. Great to meet.
So for the folks that stuck around, I do want to say this because it was a question that we get asked often. You know, Alex spoke to the really difference between keynotes and what we call conversations. And early on when we, you know, started the Young Care Leader Summit, we talked about small groups and tackling big challenges. And I think we've been intentional, and we've really forced our speakers to say, hey, we want to highlight you, your expertise, but you have to follow the learn, share, do format. And the emphasis is on the do. Oftentimes we're sitting in the audience and people are speaking to us and we're taking notes. But with the learn, share, do methodology, what we're really pushing for is more interaction, more engagement, and that you leave each session with more than just a notepad full of notes, that you leave with tangible things that you can apply, whether it be how to negotiate for $12,000 more and a sign-on bonus, how to use your first paycheck and invest, how to get approval to attend a summit, how to partner with your organization's population health arm to make a difference in your local community, how to start your own company, and what are the first steps there. So we have speakers, content experts that will not only talk about what they do well and what they've done well, but talk about how you can really fulfill whatever it is you're hoping to do. So that's one of the big things that we've been excited about and that we're remain excited about as we look at year four.
I'm excited for year four. I'm hoping that this is our biggest turnout yet. And it's my first time, as much as I've been involved in the Advancement League, my first time coming to a summit. So high expectations.
Yeah, that seems like a lot of pressure.
Right. High expectations, but also for myself, you know, being involved with the Advancement League from helping us create what this looks like, I feel like it's also a lot of pressure on me to make sure that it's great. So I'm excited to work with all of you and everyone else that we're working with to make this summit amazing.
Maybe we'll take you golfing before, and so you'll just be riding the high of, exactly, of championship golf.
Right. I am here for it. My mom recently upset me. We were at my brother's college baseball game, and she was like, you know, Keshe, you would have been an amazing college golfer. And I was like, Mom, you know, it's so many years too late for that conversation. But now I realize that would have been so.
You're like, dang, I would have.
Right.
Dang, that would have been perfect. And a dollar short.
And here we are.
Look what you've done, Mom.
Seriously, that is awesome. That is awesome. But, you know, I do want to say this, you know, with you saying that it'll be your first summit, you've been such a huge supporter. You know, I think back to our emphasis on community. You know, the word community is twofold. It's building the people around us. And you actually, from a technology standpoint, started our first and now largest kind of advancement league digital footprint from a community standpoint. So this is full circle.
I have a question for you all. One of the things that I've been pretty impressed with is the caliber of folks that y'all bring into the Advancement League. You have these folks that are on Forbes top 100 lists, you know, 20 under 20, 40 under 40, all of these amazing lists, founders doing super innovative things. It's hard to get in contact with these folks. And we all know from working in the health system, you know, when it comes to leaders in any position, how hard it can be to get people to really take you seriously and to listen to what you have to say. So what has been your strategy in really attracting such top talent from all different industries, many industries that some of us just venture into? You know, most of us were in the hospital space for so long, but y'all have connections now over the entire, you know, healthcare sector. How were y'all able to start that?
I think early on, obviously, it was intentional to say we want to have the kindest collection of healthcare talent. We want to have incredible people at events, or we want to think. But early on, we talked to some people about sort of how do you attract speakers, or how do you invite speakers, how do you do things, and a lot of people talk about technology of the CRM type platforms or how like keeping track of people and stuff. And so we actually kind of went almost anti-technology, I guess, in a way. We printed stickers out, the original Advancement League stickers. One of them said, the best algorithm is being nice. And so I think that has sort of rang true, is we've just been incredibly fortunate everywhere we've gone. And I think part of it is the community impact competition attracts people that want to really make a difference. And generally speaking, a bunch of the executives that we see speak on the main stages at all the big events, or a bunch of the Forbes 30 on 30 entrepreneur list, or 40 under 40, whatever. A bunch of the people who make those lists are on those lists because they're making a real difference out there in the world. And so I think some of the magic has been the community impact competition and some of our messaging around, we really want to make a difference, we really want to do something different. And so we've been there that, but then just the best algorithm being nice, the places that we've shown up, whether it's at work, in day jobs, and the people we interact with, whether it's at conferences, we've paid out of pocket and split hotel rooms. And I say hotel rooms, we've split a hotel room, paying out of our own money early in our careers when bosses did, when day jobs didn't pay for it or things. We said, hey, we'll come meet you and fly here to meet great people and interesting people. And so that best algorithm is being nice. I think we've just tried to really say, hey, we want to make a difference in the world, and we've got space for you if you want to make a difference in the world. And that's been sort of that magical mix of getting just incredible people here.
I'm excited.
For sure.
One quick thing I'd add about Philip asked about his boss, Gary. So how do you, these are real people's names.
We have
names.
To make that a thing now.
That's probably dangerous.
Gary, first off, he's going to get his own graphic.
Yeah, Gary gets a trip. We need to make up a name for Gary, since Gary's a real person. We'll think of someone else's boss.
Gee.
But I think there are a lot of people who have been asking throughout the years of just, hey, it's $1,000 or whatever the conference registration is. Like, it's expensive. I've got to fly there. I've got to eat while there. I've got to do whatever. And I'm trying to weigh other conferences and other professional development money that my organization has or doesn't have. And I think we talk about this in the Dreams Forum when you join Advancement League. And then we talk about this on the career development side too, is your career is ultimately your career, right? I think there's a lot of conversations around just treating your career like a startup and treating your career, you almost have to spend as much time on your own career path as you do on your own sort of day job. And so you've got to sort of do both. And so the example that I used where Antoine and I have flown places and shared hotel rooms on our own dime to meet people or to learn from certain people or things, I think about that in terms of the Young Health Leader Summit, and especially this year where you have maybe 250 people. And we've seen the names and lists. We have just incredible organizations, incredible people who have been featured on very prominent lists and are in very prominent organizations that a lot of us want to join or those type of things. To get to spend real meaningful time in a way that we're promoting by saying you get to spend real meaningful time with these people and you're going to be at lunch with them and we're going to put you in groups with them and you're going to have three captive days around them. I think it comes back to just priorities within your own career. I think if I'm saying this out of my own personal time and resource consumption because I've done it in the past, but if I had the chance, like if past me had the chance to go to this future event, we're getting into like the sci-fi realm of bending space and time. But if I wasn't me at this event and I had the chance to go to the event knowing what I wanted out of my career, I think you find a way to do it. I would say we can set you up with a roommate in the hotel. We'll find people that are coming to split an Airbnb, those type of things. Like there's ways to make the travel cheaper. We're going to provide food. There's going to be awesome stuff. Like it's a very easy, the hotel's right across the street. And so you don't have to, it's not a major city where you have to spend $60 each way on Ubers. I've been to events like that or where you have to, so food and hotel and all that stuff. Ultra cheap. You can do it here in Raleigh. Transportation super easy. Everything like that.
Before one more soundbite, was it the Great Resignation? It's about people not feeling valued by their company. But to Alex's point, I think that the question is no longer what is this summit or what is this conference going to do for us? It's what is this summit or conference going to do for you as an individual? Because companies are trying to figure out how to make people feel fulfilled, aligned with their personal visions, missions, the things that they care about outside of work. And that is the only way that we're going to survive as people that are hiring and the only way that we're going to be happy in our careers. So I would flip that question is, how is the summit conference event membership going to help you? And I think that's a life lesson that we all need to take. So appreciate everyone that joined. So we appreciate you all. Excited to see you in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina at the Young Health Leader Summit. If you don't have a place to stay, please email Alex. He's local. And he'll find a spot for you.
Mayor Spur House, movie night. Thanks. We're in.
Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you heard, please spread the word. Tell your colleagues to tune in for all the awesomeness, then leave a review on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen. This show is produced by Shift Forward Health, the channel for changemakers. Subscribe to Shift Forward Health on your favorite podcast app, and you'll be subscribed to our entire library of shows. See our full lineup at shiftforwardhealth.com. One subscription, all the podcasts you need, and it's all for free. And remember, we might have a lot of work to do in healthcare, but we'll get there faster together. Thanks again.